Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska. And I'm joined in the studio by Rebecca Himshute. Rebecca is a second through fifth grade science teacher in Sitka, and she is also the recipient of the Presidential Award for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching, one of two teachers in Alaska to be recognized. Welcome to Morning Edition, Rebecca.
Good morning.
Well, let's talk a bit about this award. It is a pretty big deal. Only two teachers from each state and territory have been selected. When did you hear about this?
I heard about it on Friday the 20th, the last day of school. So we were headed into a big break, and it was a nice way to celebrate the solstice to get good news like that.
And this is the 2012 award, so they're a little behind.
Right. Yeah.
That was a long time for you to wait.
It was quite a long wait, but, you know, when you apply for something like that, you hit the button when you're done applying, and then you just kind of put it out of your mind because the application process itself is rigorous, and it's just kind of a relief to have it done, and then whether or not you win is sort of an afterthought. So, yeah, it was a long wait, but it I guess it was worth it, I'd have to say.
Well, this is a highly competitive process. What about what you do drew the attention of folks?
Well, what I've been saying to friends who've heard about the award is that the bottom line is that I'm doing in my classroom what I hope all good teachers are doing in their classroom. So I really don't think I'm differentiating myself that much in my actual classroom practice. I think that we have a lot of excellent teachers in the Sitka District and across the entire state. But some of the things that I add to what I do in science might be something that would catch attention. So, for example, coming up in January, we'll have Star Lab visiting Sitka, and that's a portable planetarium funded by the Charitable Trust. And I just always think if my teacher in elementary school had brought a planetarium into the classroom, it probably would have caught my attention and maybe even changed the direction I went with my education. So some of those extras, I've had opportunities to do some professional development that I think has impacted my teaching and that I can bring back to the classroom. For example, NOAA Teacher at Sea, where you become part of a research crew on a NOAA vessel for part of their season. So I did 3 weeks on the Bering Sea in 2007 looking at pollock. So that, and then I try to use local resources as much as I can to connect kids to science. So I bring in lots of Forest Service scientists, and the Sitka Sound Science Center has certainly brought some scientists to town who came into the classroom and helped kids connect more to science. So I think it's those little extras that might catch attention.
What drives you to put so much effort and passion into what you do?
Well, I think in my own education, though I had an excellent education, I was not turned on to science. And I think I feel an obligation if I have the great gift of being allowed to teach science all day, every day, then that comes also with the responsibility of helping kids connect more to science and making it more real for them. So I think the driving force there is sort of the obligation that I feel to connect kids to science because of the gift I have of getting to teach it.
Now you're going to be going to D.C. You're going to get
yes.
to meet the president.
I'm very excited about that.
What else, what wonderful things does this award bring you?
Well, there's a cash portion to the award that I'm still contemplating and not sure what I'll do with. But to me, the real reward of this is going to meet the president. And then there's a week of professional development activities that I don't really know much about yet. It's probably going to happen in February, but because it's driven partially by the president's schedule, then it's kind of scheduled last minute. So I'll go out for a week with my partner, and one of the things they've mentioned we'll get to do is a behind-the-scenes tour of the Smithsonian. So possibly geeky for other people, but for a teacher, very, very exciting.
What has been the response from people who realize you've earned this award from the school district and from others?
Oh, people have been very, very supportive and very excited for me. So it's been really fun to connect with people. And I feel a little awkward because, again, I think I'm doing what all good teachers do. So it feels awkward to be recognized for that. But at the same time, my colleagues and friends and family have always been supportive. So it's been fun to have it to talk about.
Has this infused you with new energy for what you do?
Oh, yes, definitely. And it's funny because, you know, over winter break, there's a lot of relaxing and a lot of sleeping and just kind of re-energizing. But then adding this to the rejuvenating winter break makes me really ready to go back next week and get started again.
Well, and one of the extras that you bring to children in Sitka is coming up, Family Science Saturday. Can you talk a bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. We have been doing Family Science Night for the past couple of years. We do it on a weeknight. And it's an opportunity for families to come to their school and experience science presented by local scientists. So the Forest Service, the Park Service, Sitka Conservation, Sitka Sound Science Center, the Raptor Center all have exhibits going on. We're helped by the National Honor Society students who also do some exhibits. And then we have Star Lab set up in the gym at Kikushihin. So in the past, by doing it on a weeknight, we were very limited in how much time people could come and stay and how many people we could fit through Star Lab. It has a limited capacity. So by putting this on a Saturday, we're hoping to have even more families and have them stay even longer.
Oh, well, who is this open to?
This is for really any family in Sitka. It's not a drop-off event. It needs to be with families. And it's from 10 until 2 or later if we need on the 18th of January.
And families with children of all ages, or is it age specific?
I would say all ages. We're targeting 2nd through 5th grade, which is what our school is for. But younger kids could come too as long as they have a parent. And I think older kids would enjoy it as well. We've had kids all the way up through middle school who come and quite enjoy the exhibits.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Rebecca.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Rebecca Himshute, 2nd and 5th through 5th grade science teacher in Sitka. Rebecca was recently awarded the Presidential Award for Excellence in Math and Science Teaching, and she also spoke about Family Science Saturday, which is coming up on January 18th.